Cape Talk. A world view from London.
It's now 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. John Adley joins us on the line. How are you doing, John?
Hi, good morning. I'm very well. Thank you very much indeed.
Very nice talking to you. First up, the US blames Iran for huge fires at two giant Saudi oil plants.
Yeah, I mean, this is looking quite a serious standoff at the moment between Iran and the US. Other countries dragged into it, of course, because we're seeing this morning as the markets open, crude oil prices shooting up initially by up to 10%. Why? Well, it's, of course, these attacks on these two giant Saudi oil plants. One is the world's largest oil processing plant, and it's led to the suspension of the production of 5.7 million barrels of oil a day. Probably seen these dramatic pictures of the smoke and flames billowing from these oil plants. There's now this blame game going on, as you'd imagine. So, what's happening is it's tensions between Iran and the U.S. because Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels say they carried out the attacks. But the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, nope, there's no evidence the drones came from Yemen. It's too far away for that. He's blaming Iran. And now Iran has waded in, accusing the U.S. of deceit. Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says blaming Iran won't end the disaster in Yemen. President Trump's also been tweeting as well, and you can imagine the kind of language he's using. He says, we know the culprit and are locked and loaded. And as an afterthought, for those worried about oil shortages, he says there's plenty of oil. We'll see.
David Cameron says, I'm sorry I failed on Brexit. Is he apologizing for not reaching a deal, or is he apologizing for holding a referendum in the first place?
There's a very distinct change in that, difference in that. You're absolutely right. He is not at all apologetic for holding the EU referendum. He says tensions were bubbling over. It had to be sorted out. It was a long time since the British public had a say on our place in Europe, and it was absolutely right that the public were given a say. Is he sorry about the result? Absolutely. He admits he failed. Well, it's hard for him to say anything else, because, of course, he campaigned to stay in the EU, and, of course, he resigned within hours of losing the vote, accusing many people then accused him of running away by, you know, immediately resigning and not seeing through the fallout of what he's caused. He said, some people will never forgive me for that. He's dead right about that. And that the result left him hugely depressed. I should say that this is really the Prime Minister speaking out in detail for the very first time about all those things that happened after the referendum. He's been spilling the beans in his autobiography, which everyone's been reading about in the weekend newspapers. And he lays into Boris Johnson and Michael Gove, who led the Leave campaign. He says they behaved appallingly and left the truth at home. And he has a big dig at our current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, saying he doesn't believe that Boris actually believed in Brexit, and he only backed leaving because it would help his political career. Ouch. So, you know, these are quite damning comments right in the middle of the Brexit crisis that we're in, although a lot of people would just accuse David Cameron, I guess, of sour grapes. By the way, we'll probably talk about this tomorrow, but a key day for Boris Johnson today. He's going to meet the European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, and the EU chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, in Luxembourg. So, are they going to cook up a deal at the last minute or make some progress towards one? We'll wait and see.
The one thing that David Cameron and Theresa May can be assured of, they are not the worst UK Prime Minister in recent history. Well, that's my opinion. Just finally, a solid gold toilet stolen from Winston Churchill's birthplace. He had a solid gold toilet?
Well, he didn't have a solid gold toilet, but they've installed one in the last couple of days. It was part of an art installation, because they have lots of things going on at Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire. You may remember that that's where Trump met Theresa May a couple of years ago at Blenheim Palace. Very grand setting. And they do have art displays. And for some reason, not quite sure why, they brought over this 18-carat, fully functioning gold toilet worth several million pounds. It had only been in place for a couple of days as part of this art installation when thieves broke in early on Saturday morning and ripped it out, causing a lot of damage and flooding as well because it was plumbed in. The toilet was made by an Italian artist, and it had previously been on show at a museum in New York. So I just guess it was, perhaps it was doing a tour, the gold toilet tour, I'm not sure. But that, if that's the case, it's come to rather an abrupt end, at least for now, because it's gone missing. And when the artist who made the toilet was woken up with the news, he thought it was a prank and said, who'd be so stupid to steal a toilet? And he just said he'd forgotten for a second that it was made of gold. Now, a 66-year-old man's been arrested, but police are looking for others. They don't think he acted alone. And Blenheim Palace, all a bit embarrassing, because, as you'd expect, they've got a sophisticated security system that the bosses say clearly not clever enough to deter thieves who are intent on stealing a solid gold toilet.
I know it was your third story, but really it should have been your number one story today, John.
Yeah, although I'm not sure if I could follow it, really, after you talk about a gold toilet being stolen.
John Hadley will be back tomorrow with Our World View.